Yes, Jack. So look, as you say, it's 1 year on from the devastating storm Éowyn, which seen 725,000 homes throughout Ireland without power. And look, we know the whole route to a lot of this problem, which was forestry and wind-blowing trees. And there was 26,000 hectares of forestry were damaged, and the equivalent of 50 million trees. And he says, I seen in a recent statement he made during the week, he's doing a good job. He's on top of it. And on the other hand, he says that there's only 20% of the trees removed so far. So look, I don't really know if that's doing a good job 12 months into it already. It's going to take, he says himself, into the middle of 2027 to have all trees cleared. So it just goes to show you that it was a much bigger scale of a problem that he initially thought, Jack.
Yeah, of course. And I'm aware you're meeting with the ESB next week as members of Leitrim County Council. But what kind of communication are you getting from maybe the ESB and maybe his ministry, Michael Healy Ray's ministry?
Yeah, well, look, at this coming Monday, ESB representatives will meet with Leitrim County Councillors in Carrick and Shannon for a workshop, and we will prepare quite a lengthy agenda of questions for ESB representatives there to see what future plans can be put in place that will prevent this from happening in such a scale again, and Minister Healy Ray's office as well. Look, we met with Minister Healy Ray back last March, a delegation of councillors from County Leitrim. He told us about this task force that was being set up. We've seen this Storm Éowyn report that came out 100-odd pages, but look, it's still on the ground that we need to see the improvements and the corridors being created throughout our forest to prevent such wide-scale devastation being caused again.
And do you think that's the main change that needs to happen, the corridors through forestry? And is that the change that you would make locally?
Absolutely, Jack, without doubt. This is the main route to the problem, is that trees were planted and grown up on top of power lines for the last years upon years. And look, this just must stop. We've called for 30-metre corridors either side of the power lines, because trees, once the wind gets into the forest, it can't get out. It's trapped, so it's flattening trees, lines of trees, and they're falling onto the power lines. So to prevent this from further happening, the corridors must be created and keep the trees far enough away from the lines, and this will go a long way to solving the problem.